to start this out by saying the fact that Tammy ruined my birthday present.
I ruined it?
Hang on.
Okay.
If you're familiar with our program, then you know that one of the big knocks on Tammy, in fact, I think probably the only big knock on Tammy, the more I think about it, is that Tammy is incapable of keeping a surprise. If you tell Tammy a secret, she'll take that to her grave.
It's true.
I know that. Unfortunately, she can't apply that same rule to keeping a surprise.
Well, and sometimes it's not because I do it on purpose. Now, I have a hard time sometimes holding on to presents because I want someone to get them, and I'm very excited.
You are incapable of holding on to presents.
But other times, John, it's not. I wasn't purposely trying to get someone to find out a surprise.
Tammy is so gifted at blowing surprises that the latest instance of this happening, she didn't even know she did.
No.
That's how talented she is.
Oh.
Tammy ruined my birthday present. That's all there is to it. Background. I have a group of friends, and a couple of us have birthdays in October. We got together this past week to celebrate the October birthdays. And about 3 weeks ago, I got a text from a pal of mine in this group of friends that asked me if he can ask a question about the process of cooking called sous vide.
Basically boiling it in a bag.
Right.
That's what it is.
I don't have a sous vide. What he was doing was testing the waters.
Yeah.
And I know my group of friends, so right away I'm thinking, oh, I wonder if they're going to buy me a sous vide for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, wonderful present. Thank you. It kind of came and went. I didn't think about it after that. But then Tammy, about a week later, and I'm imagining one of my boys texted you and said, would you see if John has this?
Yes, your friend John texted me and said, could you find out if John has a sous vide? I'm like, okay.
So Tammy shot him a text. Do you? I mean, it couldn't have been more random.
Oh.
You know,
I didn't do it right.
Maybe next time lead up with a cooking question first.
Yes, I should have.
But she texts me, do you have a sous vide? And
you knew that.
Right then, I'm like, oh, I'm getting a sous vide for my birthday.
Yes.
So Tammy didn't even know she was ruining a surprise. So Sunday, fast forward to this past couple days ago, we're at an establishment watching our Bears totally choke, and they give me my present. And it was all I can do to be, oh my God, a sous vide. I've always wanted one of these. This is so cool. I can't wait to start using it. In my head, I'm like, I knew this was coming.
Oh, you didn't tell them?
Well, I'm telling them now.
I'm sorry, guys.
They looked all happy. I didn't want to ruin the surprise. But
yeah.
Tammy, don't worry, guys. Tammy ruined it for you last week.
But another friend started it by asking
But he was
that.
A little coy about it.
Yeah.
Like, when you sous vide, do you do this? Man, you must have mistaken me for somebody else. I don't have a sous vide.
Yeah.
And for one instance, the thought in my head said, oh, I wonder if they're buying me one. This is his way of
I just confirmed it.
You're just like, you might as well have just texted, hey, your boys want to buy you a sous vide for your birthday.
Do you have one? Yeah.
Would you like it? Do you have one?
I should have.
We love her, but she's a surprise ruiner.
I am.
Our Tammy is. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.